Ukrainian News Outlook.
In this special edition, we look into whether Ukraine will be ready for Euro 2012. I'm Keith Parron. Many football fans in Europe are asking, will Ukraine be ready for Euro 2012? Ukraine is jointly hosting the European Football Championship with Poland, which kicks off in 12 months' time. And there has been no shortage of reports of unfinished stadiums. UEFA, the European Football Association, appears to be particularly worried about Ukraine's lack of progress. But whatever the state of the infrastructure is, there is no lack of fan spirit in Ukraine, as Mareka Arden found out when she visited two Ukrainian host cities, Lviv in the west of the country and the capital, Kiev.
Ever more cars are lining up at the border crossing between the Polish town of Hrebin and Rawa-Ruska in Ukraine. Most of the drivers who want to enter Ukraine have gotten out of their cars to have a smoke. They know they will have to wait several hours to cross. During the European Football Championship 2012, lots of football fans will pass here to get from one host country to the other. However, more staff, a joint control by Polish and Ukrainians, and additional lanes specifically for fans will speed the process up next year, ensures Igor Matvichuk, deputy director at the Ukrainian side of the checkpoint.
Generally, the whole procedure will be much easier during the Euro than it is today. And we've also been taking English lessons for 6 months now. 30% of the Ukrainian border staff has already reached quite a good level of communication skills in English. And we'll change our uniforms to a less military style. Then the European guests will feel more comfortable with us.
For those fans crossing into Ukraine from Poland, the city of Lviv, 60 kilometers behind the border, will be the first Ukrainian host city they will visit. On the outskirts of the city is the construction site of the stadium that last year made Lviv infamous in the world of European football. So serious were the delays that UEFA was even considering dismissing Lviv as host city altogether. But the government made every effort to avoid international disgrace and is now allocating huge sums of its generally tight state budget to change course, above all in Lviv. Alexander Mikhailovich, the director of the construction site.
The pressure on us was high, and there are still people who are very pessimistic and think we won't finish in time. But at the moment, 65% of the stadium and the surrounding infrastructure are complete, and I'm sure we'll be done in time. We are responding to any improvement requests UEFA has. In fact, they have a representative on the construction site day and night.
If the infrastructure will be in place, then Lviv certainly stands a good chance to become the darling of fans and visitors during the Euro. It boasts a rich European history and a UNESCO heritage-listed historical center with cobbled streets and lots of cafes and fountains. It could well steal the show from the Ukrainian capital Kiev, 500 kilometers further east. Even though that is where the final will take place on the 1st of July 2012. In Kiev, the rebuilding of the Olympic Stadium is also far from finished.
There are always so many skeptics, here and in Poland. But I can assure you, we'll make it.
Says professional boxer and heavyweight champion Vitali Klitschko, a Ukrainian native, while sitting in his office in one of Kiev's modern skyscrapers. Behind him on the shelf, several footballs with the Euro emblem are lying. As one of Ukraine's most famous citizens, he's an ambassador for the tournament. He sees it as a chance to polish his country's reputation, which so far is mainly infamous for sex trafficking and for being one of the poorest and most corrupt countries in Europe.
The Euro has the power to change Ukraine. The tournament will come and go, but the new infrastructure will stay. The new airports, roads, hotels. The Euro will also be like a business card to Ukraine and all its citizens. We want to show ourselves to the world. We are Europeans. With all our history and culture, we are a European country.
And as a boxer living and working between Ukraine and Germany, he knows which two teams he wants to see in the final played in his beloved Kiev.
The German team and the Ukrainian team. That's what I'm dreaming of. Who knows? It's not impossible.
Nichts ist unmöglich.
And with that report from Mareka Arden, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukrainian News Outlook. If you wish to subscribe to this program in iTunes, just go to www.pcjmedia.com/nash-holos and you'll find a link. I'm Keith Parent.